Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Hello, my beautiful single ladies out there. I am Kiki Strickland, the matchmaker and dating coach, helping you find the love you've always dreamed of. And this is Dating Talk. As most of you know, I work with singles on improving their love lives, working out any issues that are hindering them from finding the one or from being successful in a relationship. I also provide introductions if you are a fit for one of my matchmaking clients. I have been working with singles since 2006, and I have a degree in communications from Howard University and 3 different coaching certifications, including a relationship coaching certification. I was featured in Ebony last year, towards the end of the year, so check out October's issue. Or go to ebony.com and click on the love and sex section and you'll see an article about matchmakers. And I was one profiled. Speaking of that issue of Ebony, it's the one with Taraji Henson. And our topic today is on dating and the workplace issues. So I do want to talk about Taraji's character Cookie in Empire, which turned out to be one of my favorite shows this past season. And she was interested in somebody at Empire, the record label. So we'll talk about that in a minute, but I do want to invite you all to join me for a 4-week workshop that I'm doing with Dr. Diane Kern of Happy and Healthy You. Now, Dr. Kern is a licensed clinical psychologist. She's been in her field for over 20 years. She has an extensive background of therapeutic life coaching and consultation skills with diverse populations. So we are having her do a series called Getting the Love You Deserve. This is going to be an ongoing workshop 4 Thursdays in May 2015 in D.C. at her office on K Street in Northwest D.C. So if you are interested in signing up for that workshop, it's 4 sessions. So it's every Thursday in May. You can go to my website at kikistrickland.com, K-I-K-I, strickland.com to find out more. And if you are interested in learning more about Dr. Diane Kern, you can check out her website at happyandhealthyu, and that's just the letter U. .com. Happy and Healthy You. You do spell out and. Happyandhealthyyou.com. All right. So, again, we are talking about dating dilemmas for the month of April. And today we're talking about workplace issues. Should you date somebody at work? Should you bring a date to a work function? What if somebody is getting too chummy with you at work and you don't want it? Or they start to harass you. What should you do? Excuse me. So I mentioned Cookie and the Empire show and how she was attracted to the security director played by Derek Luke of Antoine Fisher. And really, that was a no-no because she is pretty high up in the company. She's actually the ex-wife of the CEO and president of Empire. And it probably was not wise for her to get involved with the security director, who was actually probably about 10 to 15 years younger than her as well. So, you know, that's just a show, and they try to make it interesting. So, of course, they have crazy things happening. But I know you probably watch a lot of shows, and you probably see all kinds of workplace romances. For example, if you watch Suits, one of my husband's favorite shows, you know that Jessica, played by Gina Torres, who's actually married to Lawrence Fishburne, she hired the man that she was dating and made him an associate partner in the firm. And Harvey, the other partner, hired his girl to work there at the firm. Both of their employment ended when the relationship ended. So, yes, it's probably not going to be able to continue as a working relationship after the relationship ends, as we saw in those examples. But in that same show, Suits, Mike and Karen are now dating, and they're both at the associate level. And that's just peer-to-peer. They're not above each other. Mike is slightly in a higher position at the company and has been there longer. But their relationship is totally accepted and approved by the rest of the company, and there's nothing wrong with that. Now, towards the end of the season and for the season finale, Harvey, who I mentioned, is a partner, and his secretary, Donna, seems to be leaning towards some type of relationship, and I really hope that doesn't happen because that's so cliche, the boss and the secretary, that back in the 50s and in the previous generations, that was a big thing. A lot of secretaries married their bosses, and it worked out for them. I mean, they stopped working at the company, and they became his housewife, and it worked for them. But in this day and age, that seems very, very taboo and cliche and not done as much. Men do not want to be sued for sexual harassment, so a lot of times they will not even let their desires be known. And that's okay, too. But I'm going to answer the question, and I'm talking to you serious daters out there, like the women in my Married in 2 Years or Less program. These are the women who are serious about their love lives, who really are looking for their Mr. Right, and who do want to be married within the next couple of years. So they're not playing around. And face it, this is what I found in one article. You do spend a lot of your day at work. You spend most of your 24-hour day at the office. Here's what this article says. So as a young professional, it is natural that you would meet and be attracted to a colleague. A February 2012 survey by CareerBuilder.com found that 38% of the people surveyed had dated someone from their office, and 31% had married somebody with whom they had worked with. So there you have it. It's not the majority, but it's a large number of people. So it happens. I can say that one of my first adult relationships was with someone that I met while working at the same place. Now, we were not in the same exact office, so we weren't even on the same floor. And I definitely think that's okay. If you work at a large corporation, company, organization, university, wherever it is, if there are a lot of people, then yes, there's nothing wrong with looking, searching for someone that might appeal to you at your company. This says, but according to Match.com, a Match.com poll, the answer to should I date someone I work with was an overwhelming don't do it. A full 84% of the 14,000 people polled said that dating a coworker was a disaster waiting to happen. Only 16% said it was a good idea. Now, this is from Match.com, an article called Are Office Romances Always a Bad Idea? So there are a lot of people out there that would say, no, you should never date people where you work. And dating the boss, this article says, it says virtually a no-go area, with just one person out of 10 people saying that they would date their boss. And only 8% of executives had admitted that they would romance a junior colleague. In that study, 13% surveyed who had relationships that resulted in a marriage. Of the 13% surveyed who had a relationship that resulted in marriage, only 9% of those are still employed by the same company. And then this says, Monster worldwide, the Internet Job Hunt Company did their own survey, and they found that only about one-third of workers were worried about getting together with a colleague. It goes on to say that because of the economic downturn that happened recently, a lot more people were afraid to get involved with office romance, thinking that it might be too risky and that they might end up losing their job over it. So during the during our hard time, our economic downturn, when we kind of had a recession there for a bit, people were less likely to get involved with each other at work. That was from the dailymail.co.uk. So I, like I said, have no problem. And people ask me, you know, there is this guy at work that I'm attracted to, and I think he might be interested in me as well. Should I pursue it? And I say, by all means, pursue it. Why not? Unless you are the owner of the company. If it's your company, then no, you can't date anybody at your company. I'm sorry. If you're the boss of the company, or you're the CEO or the president, if you're at the top, then you might want to stay away from any kind of romantic gestures or involvement with your subordinates. However, if you are simply an employee of a company and there is someone there that you are interested in and who's interested in you back, then I say go for it. And I'm going to tell you how to do it in a professional way, because I know that one of the main reasons people do want to shy away from that is because they are afraid that if things go sour, it's going to be a terrible time and unbearable to work there. And that shouldn't be. You're both adults. So don't assume that it's going to go bad. I know a lot of ladies are dealing with negativity and their mindset, and that's one of the things that we're going to be covering at the four-week workshop on getting the love you deserve, because some of you don't even believe that you deserve love, and you're constantly thinking negative, that things aren't going to work out, that something is going to go wrong, that you're going to end up hurt. Why go into something believing that? You have to change your thinking to a more positive outlook. There's this guy at work that's interested in you. Instead of saying, oh, I can't do that because it could end badly. Well, what if it doesn't end badly? What if it turns out that he's the one? What if you end up getting married? And one of you is going to leave the company and go work somewhere else. So what? Big deal. You get another job. Now, like I said, for these women that are working with me on the program, they are serious. In fact, finding Mr. Right is a priority, even more so than your job. So like I said, unless this is your company, who cares about this job? You're going to work somewhere else probably anyway in 5 years. You're not stuck to this job, but who you marry is more important than your job. So look at it that way. And that's what I say. Now, if you are going to do it, here's some rules of thumb from the American Institute of CPAs. They say if you decide that dating a colleague is worth it, and I think it is, and you make sure you follow some basic rules. It says beware of office policies. If your company does have a policy prohibiting an office romance, be sure you're aware of the language in the policy. If you are breaking the rules, you could be putting your job at risk, and you don't want to do that. You want to make sure that you are following the rules. I think that there are, we're in the D.C. area, and there are a lot of military bases. And I think that the military has some very strict guidelines on dating fraternization and what colleagues can do. So you definitely don't want to be violating any policies. So find out if you're unsure. And we'll talk about that in a minute, about how to go to your boss if necessary and how to talk with them about the fact that you are dating a colleague. This article, The Rules of Thumb from the American Institute of CPAs, also says don't date your boss. Your career and your reputation is at stake. Colleagues might think that you entered into the relationship to climb the corporate ladder, or that somehow you're going to be getting preferential treatment because you're dating the boss. Now, again, this depends on what type of business you're in. If you are a secretary and it turns out that your boss is attracted to you and has let you know, and the two of you discuss it and you decide that you would rather date than be his secretary, then by all means, get another position or ask for a transfer. Maybe you can work for a different boss in that same company, and then you are free to date him. So look at it that way. Find ways around it. If it does seem like it's going to jeopardize your career or your reputation, look to see how things can be changed. If he or you can transfer, if it turns out that you are getting serious and that you really think this relationship can go somewhere. This also says don't date your subordinate. That can cause serious legal issues and accusations of sexual harassment. You can be accused of preferential treatment if you're dating a subordinate. So that is really tricky. But like I said, if it turns out that you're interested in someone who's beneath you, who's under you in the job, then maybe that person, if they are open, it can be transferred to a different department, or at least not continue to be under you. They can be moved to a different project. Now, this is only if the person is willing and able. So if you think you're interested in somebody, but you don't really know them yet, you haven't gone out yet, it is okay to go out on a couple of dates privately first, to make sure that this is something that you want to pursue before you start talking to them about moving them or asking them if they would be open to a transfer. You can't just assume something, or just because you're interested in them doesn't mean you can start making plans to move them. That's when the lawsuits come in. They have to be in agreement with things. This also says don't date within your department. Avoid this and you'll be able to keep tensions at a minimum. You want to ensure that you're not involved in each other's day-to-day existence at the company to make it easier on yourselves and your colleagues. So this is saying if you're in the same exact department, you might not want to date them. And I mentioned my situation where we were at the same company. It was a university, but we were not in the exact same office of the university. And we weren't even in the same floor. Even though we were in the same building at the college, we weren't on the same floor. So I wouldn't have to run into him if it wasn't intentional. We actually met in the break room. That's how we actually saw each other for the first time and started talking, and we were both eating in the break room. Not the cafeteria, it was just a break room. Struck up a conversation, we're both attracted to each other, and he asked me out through the company email. He actually found me. I hadn't even given him my last name, but he found me through the company directory and sent me an email asking if I wanted to go to lunch. And I did, and we ended up going out to lunch all the time and then dating, and we were together for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And we did talk, once it got serious, we did talk about one of us having to leave the company, the university, if we got married. So we were making plans to have one of us move from the company if we did marry. But this is saying that if you're within the same department, you might want to avoid it. Although I am going to say I don't agree with that. If you're in the same department but your peers, I see nothing wrong with it. It's only if one of you is the subordinate could it be an issue. This also says no public displays of affection. Keep the PDA. at home. You don't want people all up in your business. You don't want people to see you kissing. You don't want to be using any kind of work time to be together. Now, there was an instance at that same university that I worked at and dated the guy that I heard of another African-American supervisor who was let go after he got caught in his office with a subordinate. And apparently he and the subordinate had been dating. And she was of another race than him. And somebody walked in on them doing something that they should not have been doing. And it ended up in him getting fired. She was not let go. She was still there when I got there. But for whatever reason, he was the one that was seen as the inappropriate one and fired. So anyway, I just said that to say you definitely do not want to be doing anything at work. Keep the public displays of affection in private and at home and outside of the office. Do not do anything at work. In fact, I say keep it all on the down low. Now, this says have an agreement. There are two considerations here. First, if you sense the relationship is going to blossom, discuss how you will handle your behavior in the office. Second, if you are dating and the relationship does not work out, discuss how you will handle the situation like two mature adults. So that was the rules of thumb from the American Institute of CPAs. Now, tips from AskMen.com. This says here are a few preventative guidelines to help and develop a successful office romance without falling into any pitfalls or lawsuits. This says to adhere to the one-year rule by only gradually letting a workplace or business acquaintance become a close friend. So this says you should, if you meet somebody, let a whole year go by as you're slowly getting to know them. Do not date them until you've known them a whole year. And even then, try to keep it a casual friendship for as long as you can. Be careful if you are new at a job or in a different type of situation like a trade show or if you're out of town at a conference together. Be careful if someone seems overly friendly if you're the new one or if you're together out of town. They might just be a predator, a sexual predator, and not even be interested in a relationship. They just might be trying for something sexual. So do not get involved in that. This also says to test your new business friend with low-risk trust tests. See how reliable they are. See if they share anything you tell them. Is what you shared repeated to others? This says to test them out. And I'm not sure I agree with that. But I do want to say don't talk about anything that you shouldn't be talking about as far as job or other coworkers. You might not want to be sharing anything that you don't want to get back to others. This says things you should never say. Don't say anything that you would not want repeated on the evening news or read about in a newspaper. Don't talk about sexual prowess of your romantic partner or any of your former sexual liaisons. You definitely don't want to be sharing that with coworkers if people are trying to get into your business about the person you're dating at work. Business topics that are unethical or indiscreet. You don't want to badmouth or say anything disparaging about your clients or your coworkers, and you want to watch your email communications. If you're dating somebody at the job, you don't want to send through the company email anything sexual, provocative, or anything that your boss might accidentally see or that the IT people might see. You want to keep all of that kind of stuff in mind and don't do anything that you're going to regret. You know, those IT people can pull up anything you've deleted. So Match.com says about office romance, don't think that you can hide it. Even if you are a stealth dater, people are going to find out. It's inevitable. So if you and a coworker are having a relationship, the best way to handle this is to pick the important people to tell first, like your boss. You don't want your superiors finding out from somebody else. So this is what this article on Match.com says. The best way to broach this topic is to go to your bosses and say, I wanted to tell you something. I wanted to tell you that whoever the coworker's name is and I are dating. Both of us want to make sure that our relationship isn't disruptive to work in any way. And then ask them, do you have any concerns that you want to share about this situation? This is what it says to exactly say. We really want this not to present any challenges for you. So this article says if you deliver the news as important, how you deliver the news, how you tell them this is just as important as what you say. You're not asking permission and you don't want to come off as saying, you know, is this okay? You want to just let them know as a fact this is happening, a calm update, and you want to make it feel as normal as possible. So you're saying, you know, this is happening. I'm happy to share this with you, but I also want you to feel free to tell me if you think that it's going to have any impact on the company or on our work. So you're drawing them in to let them know they can talk with you about it, but you're also not asking for their permission because you are an adult, and if there's no policy against it, then you're not doing anything wrong. This article also says handle breakups as gracefully and as professionally as possible. If an office romance ends, it can be uncomfortable, of course. And while it's tempting to vent to your friends at work, do not do that. It can only damage your appearance and make you look bitter and have the gossip mail turning. Recognize that you may not get any sympathy at work because they might have been jealous in the first place. Just suck it up. You have to act like everything is normal, no drama. This says try saying something like, John's really terrific. It just felt like now wasn't the right time for us. And then, of course, you can vent to your best friends that don't work where you work. Now, this was from Match.com. An article called Are Office Romances Always a Bad Idea? Now, briefly, in the last few minutes, I want to talk about dealing with unwanted attention at work because I did have a situation when I was a temp at a very major health organization here in the D.C. area. If I said the name, you would definitely know where I'm talking about. I was a temp. I was the secretary for the director of one of the branches, and there was a deputy director who was very attractive, a little bit older, but not out of the range that I dated. And during the time that they were talking to me about possibly taking the job full time with the deputy director was very friendly and invited me to lunch and was asking very personal questions. And I was interested in him, and I didn't know at the time that he was actually married and that his wives actually worked there as well in one of the other offices. So did come out that he said something inappropriate about me getting the job and how he had pull and the decision-making power. And I told the temp agency that I was working for what was happening. And when I described what he said, they told me, they said, hold on for a minute. And they were off the phone for about 2 minutes. And when they came back, they said, this sounds like sexual harassment, and we want you to talk to HR and tell them exactly what you've told us here. And I did. And fortunately, I had another job offer, and I ended up not working there permanently. It was just a temp job. But before that happened, I was considering taking that job full time. And I was actually interested in the man until I found out he was married. This says how to handle unwanted attention at work. Set up rules. Nip things in the bud immediately. If you feel like somebody is coming around a lot to talk to you, you have to stop it before it starts. If you're not sure if he's just being friendly or if he's flirting, find a way to bring up a boyfriend or say that you don't date your coworkers. Even if it's not true, you might have to say something like that. You also want to document everything that's happening. I only have 60 seconds left, so I'm not going to be able to finish this. But you want to document the times, the dates, exactly what they said if it doesn't feel right. And then you want to speak out and talk to HR if you feel like someone's harassing you. I hope this has been helpful. If you have any questions, comments, please email me at info@kikistrickland.com. If you're interested in joining my program or hearing more about my matchmaking agency, you can also hit me up at info@kikistrickland.com. And check out my website at kikistrickland.com, K-I-K-I Strickland, to find out more about the program that I mentioned, the 4-week workshop, and more. Happy dating, ladies.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.